we go now to rugged live Camp Leatherneck, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, where a major offensive in Afghanistan in that province is now underway. We learned of it last night, and Captain William Pelletier is the spokesman for the U.S. Marine Expeditionary Force, 4,000 troops, U.S. Marines, 650 Afghan soldiers. Is this, Captain Pelletier, and good morning to you, is this an attempt to grab territory in the pursuit of a counterinsurgency operation?
It's not so much to grab territory, get control of some territory to be able to clear it and then hold it so that the Afghan National Security Forces we're partnered with can come in, get firm control of the area, and start to bring in the civil affairs folks, the people that are in charge and connected with the governance and reconstruction of Helmand Province, which is the primary mission that we're doing here.
All right, Captain. So, again, we don't want to violate any operational security rules here, but we would love to make some news this morning. You're describing a phased operation of taking territory, bringing the Afghan military in, and then the civil authorities on top of that. Do you have enough civil personnel to deal with a province of 1.2 million people?
Well, the key here, the short answer is probably not enough people. So what we do is we have focused areas. And that's one of the reasons that our operations were phased into going into certain towns in the districts, the population centers, those key areas of influence, focusing on those and getting security established first in order to be able to set the conditions for the follow-on. So the reason it's been such a carefully phased approach is because we have to husband our resources and make sure that we're focusing those to produce the best effects.
And I can hear those resources moving around right now, right around you there at Camp Leatherneck in Helmand Province. Is this operation being commanded by General McChrystal from Camp Leatherneck, or is CENTCOM running this show?
Honestly, I couldn't say above the level of Brigadier General Larry Nicholson, who's the commanding general for the men. Obviously, we take our guidance from General McChrystal's his themes, his philosophy. He was down here a few days ago being briefed on this operation and other things. So we understand his priorities. We understand very much his sensitivities and concerns going into an operation like this, and that's one of the factors that's had a very strong influence in developing this operation for us.
Oh, Captain Pelletier, well said, and that's fair enough. I don't need any more details there. We are getting reports that there has been movement on the Pakistan side of the border to bring troops up to the border to prevent Taliban from escaping into Pakistan. Do you know if your commanders, and can you say if your commanders are in essentially operational contact with the Pakistanis at this point?
I don't know. I really don't. Obviously, lines of communication from Pakistan have been an issue for us since we got here, even when it wasn't part of our battle space. It was something that still affected our operations because there are smuggling and supply lines that come up from Pakistan that interdiction of and maintaining an awareness of those things has been a priority for us. Hello.
Yep, Captain. Two more things before we go. First of all, does this operation have a name? And there are a lot of people listening to this program. Captain, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I got you. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all right. A lot of people listening to this program are wondering about casualties. Do you have any sort of guidance for people listening back home?
So far, the only Marines that we've had injured in this, a couple that got injured during the initial insert, one hurt his leg. And had to be evac'd out. Nothing serious is what I'm told. It's 110 degrees down here. We are in the Helmand Desert, so we've had some injuries with Marines that basically needed to be taken back, cooled down, and hydrated. But no reports that I have heard. We don't have anything about friendly casualties. Nobody KIA anyway. Fortunately, this no confirmed reports on enemy KIA, and have not heard any reports of any civilian casualties.
Well, we are certainly updated there. Captain William Pelletier, thanks so much. We appreciate that report from Camp Leatherneck in the middle of the Helmand Desert in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Thanks so much, sir. And the offensive, as we've been reporting all morning, has been going on since last night, the local time here in the United States. 4,000 Marines, 650 Afghan soldiers. Some assessments saying it's the biggest Marine offensive since the operations in Fallujah in Iraq. Others have said it's the biggest Marine operation alone since the Vietnam era.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.